This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for November 15th. Today's Bible verse is from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5, verse 4. It says there, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." End of quote. Let me read you a few other translations and paraphrase. TLB says, "Those who mourn are fortunate, for they shall be comforted." GNT says, "Happy are those who mourn. God will comfort them." The Message Bible paraphrases the verse like this: "You are blessed when you feel you have lost what is most dear to you. Only then can you be embraced by the one most dear to you." End of quote. Yesterday we learned about those who are poor in spirit, and theirs is the kingdom of God. The context in which Jesus says this is the pride-filled, self-righteous religious leaders of his day, who never understood the term poor in spirit because they looked down on others, ignoring and masking their own sins. Such people then and now do not have any place in God's kingdom. God's kingdom is for those who understand and acknowledge their true state of sinfulness and seek God for help. To those who are poor in spirit indeed. When you recognize you cannot make it to God and to heaven by your best efforts, then you are at the end of your rope. When you get that point and look to the cross where God made the free provision for you to enter into his kingdom, he lets you in, not because of your goodness, but because of the goodness and wonderful work of Jesus Christ on your behalf, by the way of the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, today's insight says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." You see, the poor in spirit, those who understand the dire need of God and his salvation, are people who mourn. They see a lot of inadequacies and imperfections in their life, and they are sorrowful over it. This is also in contrast to the prideful and arrogant religious leaders of the day in the first century. They point their accusing fingers on others and make them mourn. They never see a reason for mourning in themselves. However, those who seek God mourns over their shortcomings. Jesus says, "Mourning is not bad, as you may have thought so far. On the contrary, it is good, because those who mourn will be comforted by God." TLB says, "Those who mourn are fortunate, for they shall be comforted." Beloved, it seems based on the pages of the Bible that God is consistently on the side of the unfortunate, broken, bankrupt, ill-treated, and in deep grief. You can't escape believing this fact when you read the pages of the scripture. Are you unfortunate, broken, bankrupt, and deep grief and sorrow? God is near to you and comforts you in all your sorrows. You see, Isaiah the prophet may have believed he was pretty good. However, one day he was taken to the courtroom and he saw the Lord God. He saw the Lord sitting on a lofty throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. There were mighty seraphim, each having six wings. With the two wings they covered their faces, with the two they covered their feet, and with the two they flew. They said to each other, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of heaven. The whole earth is filled with his glory." The voice of the seraphim shook the temple to its foundations, and the entire building was filled with smoke. Then Isaiah cried out. He said, "It's all over. I am doomed, for I am a sinful man. I have filthy lips, and I live among a people with filthy lips. Yet I have seen the King, the Lord of heaven's armies." End of God. You see, the moment he acknowledged his true nature and confessed, one of the seraphim flew to him with a burning coal he'd taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. He touched Isaiah's lips with it and then said, "See, this coal has touched your lips. Now your guilt is removed. Your sins are forgiven." End of God. Then God commissioned Isaiah and sent him as a messenger to his people. This was the calling and commissioning of Isaiah for God's ministry. Beloved, Isaiah acknowledged and confessed his sin. He mourned over it. He was comforted by God. He was forgiven. Then he was commissioned. God says in Isaiah 66:2, it says, "These are the ones I look on with favor, those who are humble and contrite in spirit." and who tremble at my word. End of quote. Beloved, are you humble and contrite in spirit by agreeing with God about your sinful nature? If so, Jesus says, you are blessed. Blessed means you are happy. Those who mourn are happy. God accepts and gives His comfort. Jesus said, you shall be comforted. No doubt it is an assurance and strong promise from God. When you agree with God your sinful nature, without masking and covering it, you are comforted by God. And you're going to get in close fellowship with Him. Your intimate fellowship with God and God's comfort are the foundations of blessings and true happiness. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I need your forgiveness, intimate fellowship and comfort. I repent of my sins and turn to you for your help and salvation. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord. I believe Jesus died for my sins and rose again. Please comfort and deliver me now with your everlasting loving grace. I trust in your mercy, grace, love, and deliverance. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.